and have all of the therapy they need to reach their fullest potential. And we primarily serve the Buckaroo Barn, which is a separate entity. And what it does is we step in when insurance fails, and insurance always fails. So we do not want to deny a child continued therapy and continued progress simply because the insurance won't pay past 30 visits or they won't pay for new adaptive equipment. So that's where we step in, where people can apply for scholarships, and we'll take over to make sure the children finish their therapy or they get new walkers or wheelchairs or whatever adaptive equipment is that they need that their insurance or Medicare will not cover.
Well, I just learned something, because I thought it was strictly to deal with equine therapy or and horses to help with the children.
Well, horses is our main treatment tool. That's absolutely right, at the Buckaroo Barn. So we also do other things, parallel bars and some stretching and things. We have two physical therapists on staff at all times. And the main tool is the horse. And the benefit of the horse is the fact that it mimics walking. So when we have a child that has cerebral palsy or muscular dystrophy, and they're not yet walking because their core is not strong enough, their muscles have issues, we can put them on the horse. We don't allow reins, so the child uses their core to stay on there. We have three people helping at all times for safety issues. And that horse will mimic walking in the hips, in the torso, and that child develops those muscles without actually walking. And then it assists them. It is our greatest tool that we have. We do use other things, but it has been more effective to use the horse than any other tool. We've had children that were not expected to walk. They were diagnosed from the doctors not to walk, and within 8 months, they're walking.
Oh, my goodness. What a blessing. What a miracle. And that's something I've never thought of, because if you could see me, I was literally rocking in my chair, pretending like I'm riding a horse. And you're right. It does kind of mimic what your body would be doing if you were walking independently.
Right, absolutely. And you have to, because we don't allow reins, the children are, you know, having to engage their core and their thighs as the horse walks. And we have a trail designed with different material on it, some sand, some rock, some uphill, some downhill. And then in the barn, the child will continue that therapy on the horse. Sometimes we're having them put rings on pegs leaning over on the horse. Other times we're having them toss medicine balls back and forth to staff. And it's so effective, because when you're just in a room with a physical therapist, you generally have a lot of discomfort. You know, that's part of the gig. And those kids engage with the horse and they want to work harder, because we'll say, hey, you know what? You're doing great. Red's working really hard. I bet you can do this next thing. And they do. And so it's a big engagement along with an emotional engagement for them to be with that horse and work as hard as they can without realizing that they're working. And that's really important for children, and really important when you're asking someone to do something that is somewhat painful but good for them.
Wow, very impressive. What a great mission. So a major fundraiser is called Buckaroo at the Blue, and that's next week at the Bluegill restaurant. Tell us about that.
Okay, so next Wednesday, we'll be having what's called Buckaroo at the Blue, and that's our main fundraiser that we have every year, and the Bluegill's fabulous. Their staff's fabulous. They've always been so gracious to us. And what that is it is a chance for people to get to know the foundation. Some of the kids that take therapy will be there as well. And it's an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. We're having live music from the Justin Howard Band, which is fabulous. We have a motivational speaker, Sam Latrico, coming in from Tampa. And then we also have Fairhope Brewery donating couple kegs of cheap sunglasses. So two drinks per ticket also come with that. And you can get those at www.buckaroofoundation.org. You can buy the tickets on there for a single or for a couple.
buckaroofoundation.org. Do you need to do that in advance, or if someone wakes up Wednesday and says, why don't we check that out tonight? Can you get them at the door?
You can, yeah. We like people to get them ahead of time just for a head count for food.
Sure.
And many people that have just been like, oh, that was today, and I wanted to go. So come on, we'll make room for you.
That's wonderful. Okay, and what about a parent or a grandparent listening, thinking that might help my child, my grandchild? What do they need to do?
Absolutely. So they should go to the Buckaroo Barn, which is a separate number than the foundation. The foundation is a 501(c), and we just exist for those scholarships. The barn itself charges insurance and needs a doctor's prescription to get there. So they should just check out Buckaroo Barn, or they can even call anybody in the foundation, and we'll connect them with the right person. It's a therapy that's not known a lot, and we are the only physical therapy outlet that uses equine therapy as a tool within 100 miles. So we've got several kids coming from Florida, Ocean Springs, other places, but it is really beneficial. And we have two adults that we've worked with, too. We've benefited after car wrecks or surgeries where people are not mobile for a long time and have to learn to walk again, things like that. So very effective tool.
Okay, and I'm finding a Buckaroo Barn on Duffy Lane in Bay Minette. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. We've got a great facility, six beautiful horses, a lot of land. It's owned by the Chastangs, Christy and Tom Chastang. And Christy did pass away last year from a long battle with breast cancer. And so that has been very, very difficult, very hard for us because she was just a supreme human being that got this started and been doing it for 15 years. But we're still trucking on, and we've had a lot of our patients graduate actually this year, meaning, you know, they're walking, they've met their goals, they're doing the best they can. So we're always, you know, taking new patients. We operate 3 days a week, and if we get more patients, we'll operate 4 days a week.
And so I've looked up the number for the Buckaroo Barn for people interested in looking into that therapy. The number is 604-3904, 604-3904. And to help support that therapy, join Buckaroo at the Blue next Wednesday night, September 27th, 6 p.m. at the Bluegill Restaurant. Tickets at buckaroofoundation.org.
That's it.
Thank you so much. Wait, Mark has a question for
now,
you.
Now, what about folks that would like to get involved, that would like to help y'all out, maybe with the care of the horses or even helping kids in their thing? Do you have room for volunteers there?
We do, yeah. We have room for volunteers. You could just come put an application in. You know, we screen everybody, vet everybody, because, you know, we work with children. And but yeah, absolutely. And we like the muscle. So if you've got some muscle to bring, please bring it, because we have an expression at the barn for the kids and for ourselves, and that expression is, you can do hard things.
You can do hard things, yeah. Running a barn is a hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Working at the barn, but no matter how hard you're working, those kids are working twice as hard. But yeah, we'd love to have you come out and work with us. We always need to help, because we always have a horse handler, a physical therapist, and a sidewalker.
Mm-hmm. Great question, Mark. Thank you. All right. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Love on that grandbaby, and I'm sure folks will see y'all Wednesday night next week.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you.
You're very welcome.
Anytime.
Thank
Anytime.
You. Wow, what a blessing. What a beautiful thing. You interviewed them last year.
Yes.
I wasn't here, so you were pretty touched and very familiar.